this is a transcendent draft, isn't it, Paul? This is super exciting. How many superstars, how many all-stars do you think are getting? I heard Chad Ford say he thinks there's at least 9-10 all-stars out of the 30 guys coming out of the first round tonight.
Yeah, you know, I can say I'll probably go a little bit more conservatively than that. You know, Masai Ujiri says the toughest thing to judge is upside, and that's the hardest thing to figure out. But I could see 7 or 8. And, you know, guys, I wrote it in my column for .ca. I think some of the real value comes in the second round. I mean, you can find, and not in terms of stars or all-stars, but you can find guys, you know, in the top 20, top 25 easily in this kind of draft. But it's when you get to the second round, that's where things are going to be. I think you can find guys there. I mean, look at the San Antonio Spurs. Danny Green was 46. Ginobili was 57. They drafted Scola at 56. They also drafted, you know, Goran Dragic years ago with a pick from Toronto at 45. I mean, I think if you do your homework, you can find guys in the second round. And you know, in terms of all-stars, Greg, in the first round, I would conservatively say, you know, 7 or 8. But it's one of those drafts I think we may be looking back at, not necessarily for franchise talent, but, you know, as you said, for all-stars and guys that are, you know, can't miss and have really lived up to the hype.
Paul Jones, our guest on Brady and Walker, Raptors radio play-by-play voice. Raptors pick at 20. Now, for the casual observer, and this happens in every sport, especially here in Canada locally.
Would they boo Damon Stoudemire or Ed O'Bannon?
Or, but look at Brett Laurie for the Blue Jays, right? He is so popular, and it has a lot to do because he's a Canadian in an American sport in the one Canadian city. If Tyler Ennis is sitting there at 20, you know there'll be an outcry from fans that should be the guy. Would he be the right pick at 20?
He'd be a good pick at 20. But as I've always said, Andrew, that the draft gets ruined at some point. It's kind of like our fantasy drafts when guys are picking teams, right? Everybody knows who number one is, number two, number three. And then you get to number four or five and somebody goes off the board and takes somebody that, you know, the consensus doesn't look to, and the draft is ruined. Now all of a sudden people start tumbling and everybody's going out of order. And, oh, I thought this guy was going to go here, but he was available to me here. I think that could be the case with a guy like Tyler Ennis. I mean, you know, people don't expect him to be there when the Raptors pick, and there are other mocks I've seen where the Raptors have bypassed him. I think you go for, you know, the best talent. He's a terrific young player. He is only a freshman. He does have some weaknesses. Not that those can't be improved or can't be kind of fixed with NBA development and practice, but I wouldn't take him just because he's the Canadian. If he's the best guy there when it's time, then grab him.
And there's a great element. I think we've talked about this before. He's there with Jim Boeheim in Syracuse. A lot of me wishes he'd go back, but who are we to tell him to go back? Marcus Smart could have came out last year, went back to Oklahoma State, and he's going to go. He could even go fifth tonight to Utah or go around 5, 6, 7. He would have been a mid-range guy last year, 15, 16. But again, with Ennis, you can't tell him to go back. He's got a good family, good background. We got to trust he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and Greg, I really think I spoke to a representative with one team of a player agent, and I really think that 2-year rule is coming, and it's coming sooner than many people think. And the good thing is, I think it'll improve the quality of NCAA basketball. I think it will eventually improve NBA basketball. Like I said, those guys that you find in the second round, go look at them. A lot of them are usually upperclassmen, juniors and seniors that have come out and feel that, well, you know, they didn't take me as a freshman. They don't think I'm any good. They think I've plateaued. So the biggest thing for the kids that come out young is you got to wait for them. Richard Jefferson said it years ago. In the pros, people, it's a business and people want to win. In college, people are still interested in helping you improve and work on your game. So, you know, you come out like Tyler Ennis and a bunch of these guys coming out young as freshmen, you have to be prepared to be patient and keep working. And I think ultimately that's going to tell you what kind of pro you are.
And the other element to this, I mean, when you talk about a generation of Canadian basketball, tonight is going to be one of those defining moments, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Andrew, no question. I mean, even, you know, kids in the second round and, you know, like a Kem Birch, or you look at guys that aren't being talked about that much, Melvin Edgem, Jordan Baczynski. It's great for Canadian basketball. It's great that, you know, Canadian kids, in spite of, you know, I would say at times the pressures to be a hockey nation, have embraced basketball and are excelling at it. So I think it's terrific for Canadian basketball. I think the potential has always been there. I think there are great players from years past that never really got the look. And I think the one thing for these kids is they're getting exposure to that competition earlier, and that's why they're doing so well right now.
Paul Jones, Raptors play-by-play voice, our guest. Raptors draft 20th tonight. A lot of folks will be at the ACC tonight to see what they do and reaction. No hoops tonight, by the way, after Jay's baseball, right, with you and Eric?
You guys are there? Yeah, we'll be on late, and thanks to the draft. And who knows, the draft, you know, it might not be over. And the other thing, too, is it's only two rounds. Remember back in the days of 70 rounds?
I don't know how they did it. And it's great that it's all one. Yeah, but you might be sitting there. It's with the 56th pick, the Denver Nuggets, and then people are...
Great. What was happening was guys were... I mean, there was one round in the 10th, one year in the 10th round, a guy drafted one of his buddies from Philadelphia Textile. You know, he was long gone and out of school, and, you know, with the 300th pick in the draft out of Philadelphia Textile, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers select Greg Brady.
Oh, it's like, incredible. What? Yeah, I'm honored. I'll never suit up, but I'm honored. Give us a thought on Wiggins. I don't know how popular this sentiment is. I think there was a little too much hype on him. That's okay. A year ago, using him and LeBron in the same sentence was just wrong for some people to do. But he could be amazing. He could be a superstar. My thought on him is, I don't think he's going to look like the best rookie. And I don't think he's going to look like the best rookie in November. And I don't think he's going to look like the best rookie in February. Guys like Marcus Smart, guys like Julius Randle, maybe more NBA ready, maybe even Parker is. Cleveland's going to have to be patient with him, and then they could end up with the best player in the draft. But like Tim Duncan, right, Paul, it might take 3 years. And then you go, of course he's the best player there, but they're going to have to be patient.
Well, yeah, you got to wait, Greg. And that's what I said off the top. It's about where you are in 5 years. And the biggest thing about Andrew Wiggins is you don't have a body like that. You don't have, you know, that length, that athleticism. It's gotta have time to develop. And people just aren't patient. I mean, even this year, people are killing Anthony Bennett. Oh, he's been a bust. Oh, yeah, the kid was hurt and he had a really bad year in his first year. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a good player. I mean, he's the kind of kid, hey, if he's motivated and he's hearing all this stuff, he's going to work his butt off. And I think Andrew Wiggins is the same way. He's heard everybody go at him and he can't do this, or, you know, his motor isn't high. And this, hey, you know what? He's a 19-year-old kid and we're trying to pick him apart already. People have to be patient. And that goes for the organization too. It goes for the owner. It goes for the coach. You just have to stay the course and be patient and keep working. And if the kid has the right attitude, which I think he does, he's going to be a heck of a player.
I'm still being patient on Bargnani. I thought I'd make you giggle with that. Okay, fine.
Yeah, patience ran out there. Somebody put up on Twitter the other day that he's opting into his $11 million. I'm saying, I wanted to tweet. Yeah, and he's gone to, he signed the contract, the opt-in, with a ski mask on.
Oh, my, and a gun. Yeah,
exactly. Ski mask and handguns. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, guys.